Welcome to 7 Days of Sex Challenge, How to Rock Your Sex Life and Your Marriage, a Ready, Set, Go Action Guide by Tony and Elisa DiLorenzo. First Kindle Edition, April 2012, copyright 2012 by Tony DiLorenzo and Elisa DiLorenzo. All rights reserved. This book may not be reproduced in any form, in whole or in part, without written permission from the author. Contents. Opening ceremonies. Ready, set, go. Day 1. Who's on top? Day 2. Stroll down memory lane. Day 3. Think outside your bedroom. Day 4, the quickie. Hump day reflections. Day 5, we like this. Day 6, I'm too sexy. Day 7, heaven help us. Congratulations, you did it. Bonus, where do we go from here? Join the community.
Opening ceremonies. 11 years into our wonderful marriage, we would love to say those 11 years were all bliss and love, but truthfully, there were many hard times. So let's try this again. 11 years into our marriage, we were at a crossroads. Life was passing us by as we dealt with the day-to-day tasks of being parents, business owners, small group leaders at our church, and all the other hats we were wearing. We had considered divorce, overcome a pornography addiction, lost a child, and pulled ourselves out of a lot of debt. We had done all these things, but hadn't really invested in our marriage, in our ever-changing relationship with each other. We were present, but not actively growing closer together. It was at this crossroads that we did something totally out of our comfort zone. We decided to challenge ourselves to 60 days of sex. We know it's crazy, but we were at a place where we needed to break out of the rut we had been in for years. Over the course of those 60 days, we had sex 40 out of 60 days. Yes, this was more than the previous 2 years combined, and for some of you listening to this, probably more than the last few years in your marriage. What we learned over those 60 days has brought us closer together and more in love than ever before. We learned strategies to help not only ourselves, but other couples create the intimacy that they so desire in their marriages. You hold those strategies in your hands. Since that first challenge, we have completed 4 7 days of sex challenges, and 3 of those challenges were opened up to the One Extraordinary Marriage community. Hundreds of couples have stepped out of their comfort zone to experience sex like never before. Many were excited from the start, others a bit reluctant, but all of them experienced a new level of sexual intimacy in their marriage after completing the 7 days of sex challenge. It's time for the both of you to get off the sidelines and into this game we call marriage. Are you ready for 7 days of sex? We guess you are on board since you are still listening. Excellent. First things first, why are you reading this book or even considering a 7 days of sex challenge? Are you looking to shake things up in your marriage? Has your marriage been okay and you know it can be great? Have you lost the focus on intimacy in your marriage? Do you just want to try something new? Whatever the reason, we are so glad that you are here. As we mentioned earlier, we have completed 5 challenges. Each one has deepened our marriage and our intimacy in ways that we couldn't imagine every single time. Each year, we eagerly anticipate what our 7 Days of Sex Challenge is going to bring to our marriage. And if past comments from our readers are any indication, we know it's going to be an amazing week for you. Our hope is that you and your spouse are going to connect in ways that you never even dreamed of. When you and your spouse commit to putting your whole heart and soul into this, where you end up after 7 days is going to be light years from where you are today. So have fun. Taking this first step to starting something new and fun in your marriage is exciting. We eagerly anticipate hearing about your success and how the 7 Days of Sex Challenge impacted your marriage. Please take the time to share your thoughts and your adventures with us. You can email us directly at success@7daysofsex.com or jump onto Facebook and share your story there. Buckle yourselves in and get ready for a fun and adventurous week. Let's jump in so you can have an amazing week. Have a great time and enjoy.
Ready. Preparing yourself for what's ahead is the key to your success. This seems like a pretty easy concept. Have sex with my spouse for 7 days in a row. No problem. Except you have jobs, kids, parents, obligations, commitments, and the list goes on. And yet, you want something different, something more for your marriage. You want to make intimacy a priority. You want to recapture that sense of connectedness. You love the idea of making intimacy a priority, but have you shared this idea with your spouse? I thought Tony was crazy the first time he suggested a sex challenge. How would I fit it into my daily schedule? Wouldn't I be exhausted? What about everything that still needed to get done in my life, around the house and with the kids? Would this end up being just one more to do? It's probably not surprising that my first response was an emphatic no. I just didn't see how it would work in our lives. Don't be shocked if you hear this answer the first time that you bring it up to your spouse. Fortunately for us, God had other plans for our marriage. I decided to pray about this, and I encourage all of you to do the same before discussing it with your spouse. God made it clear to me that this was something I could do and that the details would work themselves out. And you know what? They did for us, and they will for you too. Once we made the decision to do this for our marriage, things started to fall into place. Some commitments had to be negotiated, but we got it figured out.
When Elisa did say yes to our first challenge, I had apprehensions as well. We had never had sex for more than 2 days in a row, and because of this, I wasn't sure if I would be able to perform each day. This was a real concern for me. The first big breakthrough in our communication was that instead of me holding this in, I told Elisa about my concerns. It was freeing and allowed for us to talk through what we would do when we got to that point. This simple act of taking off my mask and opening up led to many wonderful conversations during that first challenge. The first step for both of you is to make the commitment to being sexually intimate and sharing deep conversations. Make that decision today. Insights from others. I told my dear wife about the challenge yesterday, and since sex has been a touchy subject for almost our whole marriage, she's decided to let me know this morning. I was absolutely sure she would say no to the whole idea. I absolutely love my wife. She said, if you, as a head of the family, think we need this, I'm all for it. Let's do it. Sammy and Rebecca.
Set. You've discussed this incredible idea and are both on board. What's next? Get out those calendars, his, hers, the kids, etc. The best thing you can do is to pick a week that sets you up for success. Look for those weeks that have the fewest outside obligations. Ladies, figure out when you will be having your period. Ideally, if you can schedule your week for the week after your period, you will be hormonally in the best place for a challenge. We have learned from years of experience that this is prime time. So many times we get wrapped up with all of the things that are on our to-do list. We have to take the dog to the groomers. We have to go to the doctor. The kids have sports, homework, and music lessons, as well as their other school or recreational activities. Then there are the business meetings, luncheons, and dinner parties. We have church, parents to visit, holiday festivities, and more. On top of all that, we still have to keep the house tidy. So laundry, dishes, vacuuming, weeding, mowing the lawn, taking out the trash, and everything else gets put on the calendar. Let's not forget our fun activities like date night, movies, reading, working out, girls' night out, the big game, etc. Holy cow, that's a lot of stuff on the calendar. We're right here with you. Our calendars are inundated with activities that we do each and every day, week, and month. Today, we want you to grab both of your calendars. Whatever you have, physical or electronic, grab the one you look at each and every day. Now find the times that you're going to make sexual intimacy a priority during your 7 days of sex week. If you can find noon on Monday or 10 p.m. on Wednesday or 9 a.m. on Friday, calendar it. Put it on your calendar so that both of you know when you are making love this week. You might be asking yourself, why do we need to put when we are having sex on our calendar? In our daily lives, we have so many commitments and obligations, and these appointments always make it onto our calendar. We don't think twice about honoring this commitment. We wouldn't dare cancel it because somebody is depending on us. Your marriage, as well as your sexual intimacy, needs to have that same sense of value. Both deserve the same amount of importance as all of the other activities on your calendars. Pick the dates and times that work for both of you, add them to your calendar, and don't cancel. Your marriage and sexual intimacy deserve the same importance you give everything else. You wouldn't dare cancel on your doctor. Don't cancel on your husband or wife this week. The growth of your marriage is depending on you. Here's one other point worth mentioning, because I know a lot of you are thinking, shouldn't sex be spontaneous? How can we be spontaneous if we're setting a date to have sex? Here's the answer. Just because you know what day or time you're having sex doesn't mean that you can't decide how and where to do so. Be spontaneous during those scheduled times. Your 7 days of sex week is on both of your calendars. And now it's time to start dreaming. Take some time to think about what it will be like to have both of you focused on intimacy for 7 days. Realize that after you've scheduled your week, things will come up that try to distract you and pull you away from your goal, making intimacy a priority. Do not fall into this trap. Understand that Satan does not want strong marriages. He will try and attack you in the time leading up to and during your challenge week. Pray, 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 and stay strong. Insights from others. We were having some challenges earlier in the week, right after we decided that we would take the challenge, and I wanted to drop out before it started. However, it's amazing what prayer and a date night can do. This week is going to be a busy one for us, but I'm sure my husband will keep us on track. Draper and Kim. Lots of ups and downs, emotionally and psychologically today. I don't think the enemy likes this idea one bit, but day one is done, and we're happy to end our day this way. Lisa. It's amazing that once you commit to the challenge, it seems everything in the world comes up to try and interfere. But so far, we're going strong. K and G.
Teresa and I were discussing the comments about us older couples, and our admiration goes back to all of you younger couples that have children at home. Those times were some of the most enjoyable and rewarding of our lives, but also were some of the most trying for our marriage. Far too often, our time for each other was put on the back burner. The most important advice that we have seen during this challenge is the absolute necessity to create appointments with each other and the determination not to break those appointments. Lovemaking has too often become distorted through movies, romance novels, etc. We tend to think that spontaneous sex is supreme, complete with conversation, candlelight, and satin sheets. These times are certainly important, but life gets in the way of creating storybook romance. Making time for each other can and will be one of the most important decisions in any couple's life together. Still flirting, still loving, and still filled with anticipation. Steve and Teresa. Go. Welcome to day one. Who's on top? Today is a day that you're going to get the 7 days of sex challenge started. This is the day that you're going to make your marriage and sexual intimacy a priority. Kick off those shoes, get your bedroom ready, and prepare your mind, body, and soul as we embark on an adventure that is going to light those fireworks in your marriage throughout the week. Right now, it is time to draw a line in the sand and say to each other, our commitment to our marriage is what we're going to focus on for the next 7 days. This is what matters most in our marriage. This is where we're going to put our energy this week. Our marriage deserves this time together, and we are looking forward to a new level of intimacy. The first day is always a lot of fun. There is a build-up to the start of such an adventure, and the anticipation is high. Make today's lovemaking session different from the ones you have had in the recent past. Pull out the nice sheets, light some candles, put on the sexy jammies. Husbands, trim yourself, put on that nice shirt and tight jeans your wife loves seeing you in, or whatever article clothing she likes. Most of all, husbands, be present for your wife and cherish every bit of her. Wives, relish your husbands. Remember all that he does for you and your family and celebrate him. Now take some time to look at each other. Soak in your spouse and their beauty. Over the next 7 days, you have an opportunity each time you make love to do just this. Standing, sitting, or lying next to your spouse, just looking at them is something we don't do often enough. Slow down, as there is more to sexual intimacy than just the physical act. Today's challenge is to get out of your go-to sexual position and try a new one that both of you will enjoy. Some positions that you may want to consider are scissor, cowgirl, wife on top, shower sex, spooning, bridge, on the stability ball, bending over, bathtub bonanza, standing up, rear entry, doggy style. Take some time together before making love to share your desired position and then give it a go. Don't worry if you don't climax in these positions, as many times you won't. Try these to break out of your everyday sex and enjoy each other in a different way. Finish up day one holding one another as you lie in each other's arms. Ready, set, go. Let's get it started. Quick tip. Be decisive on what position you are going to try today. There have been many times in our marriage where we will go back and forth when making decisions. What do you want to do?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
I don't care. You make a decision. Before you know it, we've wasted 30 minutes when what needed to happen was for one of us to be decisive and be intimate together. Both of you need to take the opportunity to be decisive on the one position you want to try out today. Don't go back and forth about what might work or won't. Instead, pick a position and go with it.
Insights from others. We had great fun experimenting with some new things this afternoon. We are very much looking forward to the challenges and rewards of this 7-day commitment. One down, 6 to go. Bonnie. Welcome to day 2. Stroll down memory lane. Life is busy and we often get so caught up in the here and now that we forget where we've come from. We forget how our spouse would bring us flowers on a date or how each of us always left little notes around the house just to say, I love you. As the months and years pass, those memories of what brought us together in the first place fade away. Do you remember how you felt waiting for the phone to ring to hear from your loved one? Can you still feel the flutter in your stomach when he or she walks into the room? Today, we want you to spend a little time remembering. Pull out the old photos. Talk about the restaurants, the dates, the funny things you did together. Share those special conversations that brought you closer together. We do this from time to time, and it's amazing how a little reflection can stir up those feelings of desire. If your memory lane is anything like ours, you probably have both good and bad memories. Don't shy away from the challenges that the two of you have faced. It is in the difficult times that your marriage has had the opportunity to grow stronger, to really develop a solid foundation. Knowing that your spouse has hung in there in the good times and bad helps to build the trust and commitment that marriages so desperately need. After you've spent some time reminiscing, make sure you don't forget to talk about the first time the two of you made love. It's time to create some new memories. Wink, wink. Today, make some new memories by going to one of your favorite places. Maybe put on one of those special items that you haven't worn in a while, or a scent that you've just remembered. Whatever you do, have fun and enjoy each other. Quick tip. Have the two of you ever sat and watched the sunset? As you stroll down memory lane, get outside, enjoy the evening, watch the sunset, and revel in God's beautiful creation, your marriage. It's the simple things in life that can make a big difference when we do them over and over again. insights from others. Started off today with a tickle fight. Forgot what that was like. Been too many years. Led to a great morning of fun. Kathy. Wore the nightie I wore on our first night together as a married couple 11 years ago. Thankful that hubby noticed and remembered. Brian and Amy.
Welcome to day 3. Think outside your bedroom. Many years ago, we found out that the inside of our car was an exciting place to make love. Now, this wasn't in our early years of our marriage. Actually, we had been married for 12 years and in our mid-30s before we ventured out to the car. There are many reasons why we never tried this in our earlier years, but the most prevalent was because we thought that wasn't what a married couple did. This mindset that we had about what and where we could have sex had been holding us back. Has your mindset about where you can be intimate stopped you from experiencing sex outside your bedroom? Or maybe you have never actually thought about sex outside your bedroom. Today, we're going to challenge you to think of all the different places that you and your spouse can go to have sex. Release all of those preconceived ideas about where a married couple can have sex. Embrace something new. There are many places you can go to get out of your bedroom. Below are a few places that you could try today. Living room with a blanket down on the floor. Back patio or deck. Under the stars. By a lake. In a tent. On the beach. Under a full moon. At a park. In the back of your car. Okay, let's talk about that time we ended up in the back of our car. It was a fun place to have sex, but seems scandalous for us as a married couple. How many married couples do you know that have had sex in the back of their car? If you haven't already tried, you need to put this on your list of places to try. It was Elisa's 34th birthday, and after a romantic dinner, I drove to a secluded area near our home. I parked the car. We sat there for a few moments before we made our way to the back. It was awkward to be in our mid-30s and attempting to have sex in the back of our minivan. This was our first time ever having sex in a car. We know it's crazy, but we were one of those couples that didn't think outside our bedroom for a long time. We were married 12 years at that time, yet our hearts were beating as we scurried to the back. It was a bit scary, exciting, and way out of our comfort zone. Both of us had the thought in the back of our minds, what if we get caught? It would be really awkward to be happily married and have to pull out our driver's license to share with the nice police officer. I had brought along a blanket so that we had something to lie down on in the back seat. I also made sure to bring along our handy-dandy emergency kit. What's an emergency kit, you might be asking? An emergency kit is simple to make for those times when you are outside of your bedroom. The emergency kit is comprised of some wipes. Baby wipes will do. A condom or two, some lubricant, just in case, paper towel or napkin, and it's all stored in a Ziploc baggie. Have this prepared before you head out for those expected and unexpected times outside the bedroom. Here are some quick tips we have for you when you do go outside your bedroom and outside your house. If you want to change up the scenery, sometimes you got to think a little differently too because you're not in your bedroom and wearing your jammies. Guys, wear something loose-fitting, something that will come off fairly easy. It doesn't need to come off all the way. Ladies, wear a skirt, dress, or a piece of clothing that can easily be moved. Make sure you have some undergarments that can move easily and quickly as well. You don't need to take off all your clothes and get completely naked. If you want, you can always have a blanket. Our van has limo tinting on it, so we don't really worry about people looking in, but those are just some things that you can think about. Today, get outside of your comfort zone and find someplace new where you can make love. Making love doesn't have to be in the bedroom, the same way, same day, and same style every time you do it. There's an excitement to being in a different place, and it will definitely add a spark to your love life. The more you change it up, the easier it gets. It's time for the two of you to find a new place for today. Quick tip. An emergency kit is a must if you're venturing away from home. What you'll need is a sandwich bag, some lubrication to help you out, one or two condoms for those of you who use them, and a paper towel or very small cloth towel. We like to include action wipes in ours. These are fantastic for a quick wipe down after sex. Take all the items and place them in the sandwich bag. Easy transportation for when you are on the go. When you are done having sex, all the trash goes back in the Ziploc sandwich bag and into the trash can. Make sure you transfer any unused item to the next emergency kit. Now that your kit is finished, put it someplace where you can grab it and go. Insights from others. We will have to think about this one. It's hard to do it in other places in the house with four kids still at home, but we may have to get creative. We had a little fun in the shower this morning with plans for doing more tonight, Chris and Teresa.
We were a day late getting started because of travel, so we had to double up yesterday. It actually turned out better than we expected when our middle daughter took the youngest out of the house. The oldest was at work and our son is out of town. Having fun with a house full of young adults and a six-year-old can be a challenge. We took advantage of the time alone. Jazz, candles, in the living room. It was great. Good start to a good week. Maybe we'll go for a drive later. Deborah.
Wow, just under the wire. Let's just say, hope our neighbors didn't get an eyeful. This was great, just like the good old days. Crystal and Dale.
Fulfilled a longtime fantasy of his. At the office, on the desk. Thanks for the encouragement. The timing was perfect. I'm sure he has a new smile on his face today as he's working at his desk. Scott and Cheryl. Welcome to day 4, the quickie. There are times in our lives when we want to connect sexually. The problem is that we don't have time to make love for 30 to 40 minutes each time we make love. That's okay, because all you'll need is 4 to 7 minutes to get today done. Really, that's all you need for both of you to get the enjoyment you desire. When you have a busy, busy schedule and you've made this commitment that you're going to have sex for 7 days straight, there comes a point when time is of the essence. Many couples discount a very simple solution, the quickie. When a quickie is thrown into your repertoire, short, spontaneous sessions can add spice, increase intimacy, and deliver down and dirty instant gratification. The quickie can be done anywhere and any time of the day. Whether it's a rendezvous at lunchtime, before the kids wake up, in the bathroom at a party, while the kids are watching cartoons, or in the evening after your day is done, there is always time for a quickie. The quickie allows for the two of you to have that sexual connection, even during your busy day. Those of you who are thinking, gosh, the quickie, that isn't making love, we're here to tell you that a quickie is a fantastic way to connect at the sexual level. The biggest thing we've learned about the quickie is that you need to understand where both of you are emotionally and sexually. Today, before you have your quickie session, take some time to talk to each other about the quickie. What do you like about quickies? What about them bothers you? When is a quickie appropriate to have? Do we have too many quickies and forsake long lovemaking sessions? Why? For many years in our marriage, we didn't understand the quickie. Tony felt like it was all about him just releasing, but there was no pleasure in it for Elisa. At other times, we had them too often, which didn't allow for us to connect emotionally and sexually. These times led to a frustration with the quickie. Now, after years of discussing them and understanding when they are appropriate in our lovemaking, the quickie has become a fixture. It is something that we use when we don't have lots of time or energy, or when we are in a new place where time is of the essence. Having a quickie heightens our sexual enjoyment because we both know what we're getting into, and we both know what we're getting out of it. That's the key to the quickie. We talk about it and we are on the same page in terms of our needs and desires. Both of you need to have the conversation as well about the quickie in your marriage. The quickie is perfect for times like right now as you do the 7 days of sex challenge. It has a place because you might be feeling a bit tired from making love after 3 days in a row. We know. We've been there many times before. Today is your day to embrace the quickie, have fun with it, and walk away feeling fantastic. Now, go on and have that quickie. Tick-tock. Quick tip. Take a few minutes during your day to express your love to your spouse with a quick, I love you because note. Write down a single word or a couple of sentences sharing your feelings. You can use a card, chalkboard, whiteboard, mirror, email, text, Facebook, Twitter, or any other platform that will convey your message. A quick note like this takes little time, but the payoff is huge. Insights from others. This is just what we need to do. Our lives are so hectic with his job, my in-home daycare, our 5 kids, etc., etc., etc. This is one that is hard for me to be okay with. Thank you for sharing with us that this is not only okay, but still a marriage builder. Joe and Becky. I'm so sleepy since my baby does not want to sleep at all at night. A quickie is just what we need. And my husband works so many hours that this will be perfect. Monica and Jason.
We just had a quick naughty nooner, Joseph and Jean.
We have always loved the quickie. Most of the time, it would be a necessity with the kids running around. Today just happens to be a beautiful day out. Kids are outside. I was changing out of my work clothes and my husband came up to ask a question about dinner. And lo and behold, the large walk-in closet came in handy. Dale. Good thing the challenge was a quickie today because hubby got home late, 11 p.m., started in the shower and finished up at 11:59. Gordon and Lorraine. Thank goodness for the quickie since my husband got called out of town at the last minute. If both parties understand that sometimes a few minutes can help keep you connected and grounded, it sure helps a marriage. The fun, laughter, and quick flash of passion has often been the saving grace for us in really hectic times. K and G.
Hump Day Reflections. Way to go. We want to congratulate the two of you for making it 4 days in a row. You are in a very select group of couples who have made it this far. Counting today, you only have 3 days left. Are you having a great time? What new things have you learned about each other? How is this impacting your marriage? What has surprised you about this challenge? What didn't you expect? We are excited for you as you dive into your sexual intimacy during this 7 days of sex challenge. We hope that you are experiencing a heightened awareness of each other emotionally and sexual needs. It is awesome to be part of your lives as you go through this transformation and continue this challenge. You trust us with your most intimate selves, and we are truly thankful. We know that you might be facing challenges that were unexpected when you started this challenge. There have been obstacles this week that have almost stopped you from continuing. This could be your health, work, or family. We are glad you haven't stopped as you continue to forge ahead. None of our challenges have ever gone smooth or as planned. Keep your eyes focused on what you're accomplishing in your marriage right now as you become more intimate with each other. Continue to make this a week where you put your spouse first. We want to commend you on what you have accomplished. We want you to know that we are praying for you. There are people who have done this challenge before who are praying for you. We will continue to pray for strength and perseverance as you finish up these last few days.
Welcome to day 5. We like this. What we want you to do today is look back on the last 4 days and really look at the passion, the romance, and the intimacy you've had and how it's already started to change how you view your marriage, how you view your spouse, and how it's transforming your sex life. Is the romance the two of you are having just unbelievable? Maybe you've come home from a normal day at work and your wife has greeted you with lingerie, roses, and soft music. Ladies, your husband is always going to be happy to come home if he's coming home to something like this. That's quite a homecoming as opposed to being asked if he's remembered to pick up the milk on his way home from the office. A turn-on for Tony is when our room is picked up and the bathroom sink is clean. It's the simple things. Husbands, after a long day dealing with work, the house, kids, and more, your wife loves how you got everything set up on the deck for a nice little starlight conversation and lovemaking session. Or the way you pulled the nice blanket out in front of the fireplace as you feed her chocolate-dipped strawberries and cream. I have always been turned on when the after-dinner dishes have been washed and taken care of. Whatever you are doing that turns on your wife, keep it up. Take some time today to sit down together and talk about what both of you are enjoying most about the week thus far. Open up as you share your intimate thoughts and desires. We have come up with 77 questions to get the conversation started to help you ask some questions you may not have thought of. One thing to make sure you are doing during this time is to have fun. At the beginning of this book, we said, have fun. This isn't a job or chore. This is a time to grow your marriage. This week is all about having fun. We hope today you really get a sense of the impact you are having on your marriage. By talking about how you are enjoying this week, it allows for a deeper connection to happen between the both of you. Cherish each of the 7 days. This is one of those times when you get to spend quality time together. Continue to look forward to each day and enjoy being emotionally and physically present with your spouse. After you've had your talk, pick out another new position that you would like to try today and enjoy. Quick tip. Today is the perfect day to plan a special meal with your spouse. We didn't say one of you makes it and the other enjoys it. Both of you take the time to make a special meal together. As you prepare the meal, set the table with your finest china. You know, the dishes that never come out. Bring out the candles and add some music. Setting the mood will heighten your senses and bring pleasure to both of you. Take time to have an in-depth conversation about what you are enjoying about the 7 days of sex challenge. Get beyond the surface talk of how was your day or the neighborhood happenings. Dig deep and find out what is going on with your spouse. Linger over dessert as you feed each other your favorite cookies, ice cream, or pie. Grab the chocolate syrup or whipping cream and use it on each other. Most importantly, remember, you're doing this to connect with your spouse. As a note, if you have children, you might want to wait until they are in bed to make your special meal. Insight from others. Looking forward to these last few days of the challenge. It has been an outrageous week, and I never thought my husband would make it through the whole week. There have been some challenges, and not every time was a 10, but every time has been worth it. Kathy.
We have had some great moments. Thank you guys for challenging us to be more intimate, to love each other more, to grow closer together, and to raise each other up. Tomorrow is the last day of the challenge, and I am a little saddened to see the challenge come to a close, but happy we made it through. Terry and Stormy.
Can honestly say, this has been a time of such important growth. Growth we have not had at all in our marriage. I feel an inner peace that I haven't felt in years. I feel youthful inside. Wendy and Walter.
Day 6, I'm too sexy. Today, we had a bit of a chuckle. Actually, a big chuckle as we're writing this because of the shirts that we remember wearing on past date nights. Elisa would wear a wonderful Dr. Seuss Circus McGurkus t-shirt, and I would be wearing a puke green Mr. Yuck Means No t-shirt that had been around for way too long. We have actually worn these shirts out on dates with each other. These aren't childhood memory t-shirts that we've dug out. These are shirts we purchased as grown-ups. We've worn these in the last few years to go out. Elisa has worn her Dr. Seuss t-shirt to our favorite sushi restaurant. Now that she has reflected back on this, she's a little embarrassed to have gone out on a date night to a nice restaurant with it on. Don't get us wrong here. There are times and places when it's fine to be dressed down when out on dates. The problem is when every single date that the two of you go on is dressed down. Elisa dressed down on dates at a time in our marriage when she didn't really care whether or not she looked sexy for me. Her take was that as long as we were going on a date, she fulfilled her obligation. Elisa's mindset was that of the least path of resistance. Why did she have to get dressed up, invest the extra time and effort, only to see me wearing shorts and a t-shirt? That's what I would wear. An old pair of shorts, a t-shirt, and then I would throw on my flip-flops, and I was off for date night. I rarely got dressed up when we would go out. Elisa wanted to see me take the time and effort, but I didn't. My dressing down for dates was a reaction to her dressing down. You see, we were in a cycle, and we didn't even know it because we weren't talking to each other. For many of us, we live busy lives, and we only get maybe one, maybe two opportunities a month where we can get dressed up and go out, just the two of us. On those dates, when we have an opportunity to dress it up, you need to make it happen. We downplay it, how important it is to dress and look good, but our spouses take notice. It shows them that we value ourselves and that we value them. Today's challenge for you is to dress it up for your spouse. Husbands, find those slacks or jeans your wife loves seeing you in. Wives, pick out the shirt or dress that he loves to see you in and that makes you feel like $1 million. What you wear in your bedroom will make a difference as well. Your bedroom will come alive tonight with a few tweaks to your wardrobe. Change it up, dress it up, wear something sexy. Husbands, this relates to you too. You don't need to jump in bed with your t-shirt and your shorts. Go find something today and surprise your wife. Wives, you do the same. And even if it's something that you wouldn't normally wear to bed, don't worry about it. You won't be wearing it long. Today, make a choice to put something nice on. Make a difference. Dress it up. Quick tip. Take time to rejuvenate yourself today. In marriage, we so often feel like we are pulled in lots of different directions. We don't always spend the time to take care of our souls. Finding time to sit quietly reading a book, taking a quiet bath with our loved one, or going for long, slow walks to reconnect with our spouse. It's critical that while we are taking care of everybody else, we also take care of ourselves. Find time today to sit back and relax. Recognize the difference in your life by getting some time away and rejuvenating your body, mind, and soul. This time should be repeated 1 or 2 times each week so that you have the energy and excitement for your marriage. Insights from others. Black skirt, no undies, lunch at home. Sex started in the kitchen and finished in the bedroom. Maybe sex at work. Remember, we work together. Steve and Teresa.
Perfect post. This is exactly the icing that I needed to put on the cake today. It is our half-year anniversary. I know that's not a real anniversary, but we've been married for 6 months today, and I'm tremendously excited, so I don't care. And I have been trying to think of small but good things to do to make the day special. I made my husband a card. Yes, like a child, but much more sophisticated and PG-13. And I'm going to make his favorite dinner. But the idea of dressing up for bed is going to be perfect to end the day. Thank you for the great idea. And I'll let you know how it goes. Haley, welcome to day 7. Heaven help us. You've made it. Today is the final day of your 7 days of sex challenge. Unless you decide to continue on, which many couples have done. If you do continue on, all we have to say is that you guys rock. It's your last day, and we know that the both of you have the strength, the energy, and the desire to see this through. One thing that we've learned over the years since our very first challenge is that God belongs in our bedroom. It's not a room where you close the door and he doesn't get to come in. He is part of your marriage, and the more that you build your marriage on God and on prayer, the stronger your marriage will be. If you haven't prayed together or individually for your marriage, for your desire, or for your spouse, today is the day to start. Maybe it's been a while since the two of you prayed together, or maybe you just need a little extra to get you through the challenge. Then today is the day to pray. If you have prayed together during this week, that is awesome. Keep it up. It will only serve to enhance your marriage. Heaven is the best place to go when you've got nowhere else to turn. During our 60 days of sex challenge, we had 1 week where it seemed like we were living in the land of Murphy's Law. If something challenging could happen, it did that week. Tony and the kids got sick. Tony ended up in urgent care with a viral migraine. And I was in the role of perpetual and tired caregiver, which is not a great place to be when you've committed to the challenge. A couple of days later, we were finally ready to jump back in the saddle. But I had nothing to give. I didn't want to continue the challenge anymore. Yet I knew I had made a commitment to Tony and myself. While I wanted to quit and end the challenge, I kept remembering the promise I made. Be a person of your word. Honor your word is what continued to run through my mind. At the end of my rope, I did the only thing I could. I prayed. As Tony was making his advances, I was praying to God, saying, please give me the desire to be with my husband. Please bring me into this moment with him. He desires this, and I want to be a wife that is pleasing to him. I got nothing right now, God. If this sexual moment is going to happen tonight, it's going to be you leading the way. God answered that evening. It was the first time I prayed in our bedroom for our sex life, and I'm glad I did. Allowing God into our bedroom has allowed us to fully enjoy each other more than ever.
Husbands, there will possibly come a point in time where your stamina is not there. You're not alone, nor is this unheard of. What I am trying to say is that you might not be able to ejaculate. During the 7 days of sex, fatigue can definitely take its toll physically. Maybe your desire just isn't there. It goes both ways. I've been there before, where Lisa has made advances on me and I'm not fully engaged, and at those moments I ask God to be here with me and us. I ask that I have the desire for my wife and please her in a way that is honoring to him and her. Today, make it a point to spend some time together praying for your marriage and sex life. Allow God into your bedroom and be fully present as you enjoy one another. Quick tip. Over our 15 years of marriage, this has been one of the toughest areas for us. We'll be tracking on our spiritual intimacy for weeks, and then it falls apart. It frustrates us, and because we know the power of prayer, we had to find a way for us to connect spiritually each week. At the end of 2011, we were given a book by a friend who knew of our struggles. She is an amazing woman of faith and knew that once we started to read this book, we could be on a path like never before. On January 1st, we started to read Jesus Calling. It has been the single best thing we have done to enhance our spiritual intimacy. We love the time we spend each evening reading to one another and basking in God's glory.
Insights from others. I love this challenge. It means so much to Michael and me. Our marriage started out with the bare minimum, at least I thought, of God in it. We went to church and seminars, but it wasn't until we started interweaving God throughout the day in our conversations and praying together every day that I really saw how awesome marriage could be. You can never have too much God in the marriage. Look forward to spending time together this evening with God and each other, Katie and Michael. I must say, I really like your message today about keeping God in the bedroom. If more couples would, marriages would be stronger and last through the tough times. I don't think we would have made it through some of our tougher times if it hadn't been for our relying on God and reminding ourselves of our commitment we made to Him and each other when we got married. There have been days in the past when I wondered if it was all worth it, then had to stop and consider what the commitment I made was, and that the only way to honor God was to keep working on it. He has more than blessed us throughout our years together, and I give thanks to Him every day for my husband and our marriage, even on the days when I may not feel like everything is the best. He then gives me bunches of good days to make up for the low ones. Our God is so awesome, and He wants us to enjoy our spouse, even in the bedroom. He wants to be a part of our whole life and be invited there too. Kathy. Inviting God into your bedroom is so important. Glad you're talking about this. I wish I could go back 20 years to when I was first married and tell myself how important this is. One thing this challenge has shown me is how far I've come in our sex life. Much better now than ever. Looking forward to tonight, Terry and Shelley.
Congratulations. You did it. Big high five to both of you for taking on the 7 days of sex challenge. We know that you've been through a lot as you stepped outside your comfort zone, hopefully, and not just physically. You might have had to deal with kids interrupting you in the middle of the night, schedules getting busier, maybe you got sick unexpectedly, traveling for work, and the other daily obligations of being married. What we hope is that this week you have realized the importance of making intimacy a priority in your marriage, not just the sexual. Sexual intimacy is a huge component, but we hope that the time spent talking together, praying together, going on walks, and most of all, relaxing and having fun together were worth the adventure. This week, you discovered that you don't have to let your work schedule or taking care of the kids get in the way of your intimacy. Keep it up. Remember, this turning point in your marriage, that point when the both of you committed to completing this challenge together. If you catch yourself in the future saying, not tonight, it's probably a good time to pick up this book again. Let this time you spent as a couple be at the front of your minds as you play back the laughter, fun conversations, and creativity you had throughout the week. Since completing our first challenge, we have committed ourselves to doing one each year. Each time we do our 7 Days of Sex challenge, it reminds us of the commitment we made to each other many years ago when we said I do. By doing this, we focus on us and our marriage.
Bonus. Where do we go from here? Some of you are thinking, we want to keep this up. We don't want this to end. For those of you who are on cloud 9 after completing the 7 Days of Sex challenge, that is fantastic. What you have accomplished over the 7 days is a launching pad for the intimacy lifestyle. The intimacy lifestyle is about making intimacy a priority in your marriage each and every week throughout the year. Everything that you have learned this week will help both of you as you implement the intimacy lifestyle in your marriage. The intimacy lifestyle is mostly about your sexual intimacy, but it also brings in the other forms of intimacy. As you implement the intimacy lifestyle, you will be engaging each other in emotional, spiritual, financial, intellectual, and recreational intimacy. Each of these will play a part in how you bond in your marriage. Setting up your intimacy lifestyle is going to be easy, fast, and fun now that you've completed the 7 Days of Sex challenge. Many of the obstacles you have faced and overcome have paved the way for you to start the intimacy lifestyle. First thing the two of you need to do is pick the days that each one of you is responsible to take the lead when it pertains to sex. You are not going to have sex on all of your days, although that would be fun, but instead you are going to take the lead on one of those days. For example, this is how our intimacy lifestyle days work for us. On Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, Tony has to take the lead and initiate sex. He only has to initiate on one of those 3 days. We know that if we haven't had sex on Sunday or Monday, then we are sure to have it on Tuesday. Elise's days to initiate sex and take the lead are on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. On one of those days, she takes the lead and initiates sex. As for Saturday, that is our day off. Now, keep in mind that this is what works for us. The two of you are going to need to spend some time in discussion on what will work for you. Maybe you block days during the week like we do. Maybe you alternate weeks instead, or you come up with some variation that best suits your marriage. Whatever you choose, make the decision to stick with this for 3 to 6 months. After this time, visit how it is working in your marriage. We have been using the intimacy lifestyle for 3 years. It doesn't always work out due to travel, work, sickness, or time of the month, but it has accomplished one very big goal, one that was sorely lacking from our marriage. Sexual intimacy is a priority all the time. Second, the two of you need to talk about what it means to initiate sex in your marriage. If initiating has been one-sided for the majority of your marriage, then there is some work to do. You're not alone, as this was our marriage for many years. Over time, we have talked about and learned the cues each of us make when it is our turn to initiate. Some examples are lighting candles in the bedroom, notes with arrows on them leading to a specific place, a soft whisper, texting throughout the day, leaving a flower or a piece of chocolate on the pillow, special pieces of clothing, arriving to bed naked, certain touches, code words that can be used anywhere, etc., etc. We will say that learning to initiate sex is one of the toughest parts for many couples when it comes to the intimacy lifestyle. Take your time and learn what is best for the two of you. As you know from taking on the challenge this week, it's not just about the sex. Throughout the week, you are engaging each other emotionally, intellectually, spiritually, financially, and recreationally. The two of you are connecting at a deeper level. It doesn't mean that you're going to have great weeks all the time. You'll have your tough weeks, but it is how you look back upon this experience that will define your marriage. We have tough weeks too, but when you know where your focus is, those weeks get a lot easier to handle. Don't let the challenge end without you doing something else. We believe that if you start taking on the intimacy lifestyle in your marriage, you are going to see such amazing growth in your marriage that it is going to shine for both of you and for the world to see. Ready, set, go.
Join the community. The One Extraordinary Marriage community is thriving. Come join us each week at oneextraordinarymarriage.com as we entertain, educate, encourage, and inspire you to have an extraordinary marriage. We're a real couple tackling the real issues in marriage. You'll hear the good and the bad, the fun times and low times, but most of all, how we work through each. In many of our shows, we are talking about sex in a way that is honoring to you and your spouse. If you're looking for a great book that will go in depth on many of the ideas from this challenge and quite a few more, we encourage you to pick up our book, Stripped Down, 13 Keys to Unlocking Intimacy in Your Marriage. It's written as a he said, she said, with more practical ways for you to create the extraordinary marriage you desire. The One community on Facebook needs you. You're needed as you share what you've accomplished and how the challenge transformed your marriage. Your willingness to share is going to change other people's marriages. There's one last thing we'd like to ask you to do for us. We want to hear from those of you that did it. We want you to call 858-876-5663 and tell us that you did it. We want to be able to share on air your we did it. It's not enough for us to say it. Everybody knows that we've done it a number of times. We need to spread your success and its impact on your marriage. So please call in. That number rings to a Google voice so it never wakes us up. If you decide you want to call at 3 o'clock in the morning, do it. With listeners around the globe, we want to be accessible to you at any time. So call us. We love hearing from you. If you want to tell us a little bit more about your story and what this week has meant to you, we'd love to hear that as well. Send us an email to success@7daysofsex.com. You have so many tools now and such a stronger focus on your marriage. We've heard it time and time again through the daily posts that you've rediscovered something about your marriage. You've rediscovered something about your spouse. You've fallen in love all over again, and it doesn't have to end because today is day 7. We've been blessed this week by having you expand our community. It's been our privilege to have you share your lives with us. We want you to continue to be a part of our family, and that's really what you are. Celebrate this week in a way that is meaningful to you and your spouse. Do something to make a memory for this week. Celebrate your accomplishments and what you have done with each other and for each other. It's been a special time. Love you guys. Tony
and Elisa
DeLorenzo.